Hello.
Hello, this is Ismayer. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important is the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, this country is heading in a shitty direction. It's terrible.
I understand. How would you classify it? Somewhat dissatisfied, very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Number 1, democracy. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, number 1, democracy. How will you classify it on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Number 2, climate change.
1.
Thank you. Number 3, inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Thank you. Number 4, voting rights.
1.
Thank you. Number 5, student loan debt.
10.
Thank you. Number 6, K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. Number 7, healthcare.
Ten.
Thank you. Number 8, jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you. Number 9, abortion rights.
1.
Thank you. The next one, immigration.
10.
Thank you. The next one, reproductive freedom.
10.
Thank you. The next one, criminal justice reform.
1.
Next one, crime and violence.
A 10.
Okay, and the next one, racism and discrimination.
A 10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election of president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means
I'm going to be 10 because I'm going to be up there with my ID, and I don't believe in mail-in votes. And everybody should have to show up with their ID and vote just like I do.
Thank you. What is your race? Select number 1, white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian.
Say that again.
Yes, what is your race?
It depends on how you ask it. I got Indian and I'm white. But I go as Caucasian, as y'all worded on paper.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
There's nothing else in between. You only got male and female. I'm a male.
Okay, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
January 23rd, 1991.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
8th grade.
Okay. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter.
Maybe 1%.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0
What does it matter whether it's the Black community, Hispanic, or the white community? What does it matter as long as you're getting the vote? Shouldn't matter what community or Black, white, race, ethnic, religion.
Okay, how would you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10?
It shouldn't matter. Your next question, or?
Well, we need to put it on the scale in here. In this case, 0.
I just told you what it was. What should it matter? What race, ethnic, religion? That shouldn't have nothing to do with a vote.
I understand, but in order to move forward, I need to select one at least. When 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Well, why should it matter? It should be equal.
I understand, but how would you classify it on the scale?
How would I classify it on the scale? It shouldn't matter whether it's Black, Hispanic, Cuban. That's how I classify it. We're all equal.
Okay, I understand. But in order to move forward, we just need to select one, please. The one that you feel the most comfortable with.
Who has the most power? What race has the most power? That sounds kind of racism to me. That's what I'm getting at. Shouldn't matter what race or what. It should matter about the vote and who's doing the job right.
I understand. This is just an opinion based on things that the community, okay? How will you classify it on the scale?
I'm not answering that question. You can move to the next question.
Unfortunately, it's not letting me move to the next question.
Okay, well then we're through talking.
Well, but can you please classify it on this scale?
It shouldn't matter. Black lives, all this, that's bullshit. And this one has more power, nobody has no power, vote.
I understand. It's just an opinion. That's why we're feeling the survey.
Right, and that's the reason you have a lot of issues. Because.
Hello? Hello? Hello, this is Meyer. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello? Hello?